Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It is time now for our weekly Life in 5 interview. What's it all about? Well, we just chat to ordinary people who tell us about their lives, and they tell us about their life by answering 5 simple questions. And we ask them, you know, where they see God in their lives. I found it over the last number of weeks just really encouraging and enriching just to see how in just so many people's ordinary lives, God does extraordinary things. In studio today, our Life in 5 guest is a tenor. He's a singer and lots more besides that you're going to hear all about in our chat. It's great to have as my Life in 5 guest this morning, Wayne Woodman. Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great, Wendy.
Well, it's lovely to have you with us. Before we get to your questions, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Wendy, I'm a tenor, as you just mentioned. I sing for a living. I also work in a restaurant 2 days a week, but most of my work comes from singing.
We'll be hearing Wayne sing later on, so we're really looking forward to that. So your first question that you chose out of a list of questions was a favourite Bible verse and why?
Well, my favourite Bible verse is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it's just, I suppose it's one of the verses that's always inspired me, always just made me feel safe, you know. I suppose just having that strength behind you.
And does it give you that strength, you know, when you feel, because we all have those moments probably daily where you feel, I can't do this, whatever it is. Does it help you in those situations?
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely. Just knowing that the Lord is behind you is that you can do anything, you know.
It gives us great comfort and in so many different situations in life. Well, tell us a little bit about question number 2, Wayne, which is how God helps you in your work.
Well, I always try to say a prayer before I sing. I just like to acknowledge that the Lord gave me this talent and that I just want to give it back to him so that he can use it through me.
It must, when you think about it in that way, when you think about music, often it's been said that beautiful music, whether it's hearing someone sing or instrumental, is a real reflection of God often.
Absolutely, it really is. I think God works through his creation. I really do. And I'm his creation.
Does it help with the nerves, saying the little prayer?
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely, it does, Wendy.
Yeah, I have to say, I myself, if I'm ever doing something, I don't know, speaking in front of people or whatever, and I say a little prayer to help calm the nerves, I often think, how do people do this if they don't pray? You know, because it's so nerve-wracking.
You're so right there. I feel exactly the same way about it.
It helps with the nerves. Brilliant. Okay, so question number 3 is just where do you see God in just everyday life?
Well, Wendy, I go for swims most days in the sea. And
rain, hail or shine.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going through the year last year and there was a time we were going early in the morning and the sun was rising. And just seeing the Lord's creation in that way is just, you see him. You just see his face there, the sun rising, the birds flying over. And every morning it's different. It's amazing. Absolutely.
That real
amazing
sense of peace.
Real.
After
real
you jump in and scream with the cold of the sea, obviously.
No, I don't scream.
No. I'm well used to it at this stage. No wetsuits even in the winter?
No wetsuits, no.
Good man. No. Good for you. I'm always fascinated. There's a place in South County Dublin in Sandy Cove called the 40-foot where lots of people jump in and swim. And I'm always amazed to see men and women who are in their 70s, 80s doing it every single day. And I think that's probably one of the reasons that they've such longevity.
Absolutely. I really believe that.
So question number 4 for our Life in 5 guest today, who's Wayne Woodman with me in studio, is a testing time in your life?
Well, my mother died in 2010 and it was an extremely difficult time for me, Wendy. I had great support around me, but Purple House was one of those supports actually. And I'm doing a concert on the 23rd of June. That's this Saturday. Just in aid of Purple House.
Which is cancer support.
Yes, cancer support. And they were just absolutely amazing, gave us counseling, you know, gave us whatever we needed at the time, me and my dad, it was just here in Ireland. And it was a very, very testing time, but they were just absolutely magnificent. It was just a shoulder to cry on.
And just having that support, as you say, and people
absolutely
who know what you are going through.
Yes, really. And just having someone to talk to at that time, you know, was invaluable. I'm doing something, a concert now, and I know I can never repay those people because I don't know what would have happened without them, you know.
So that's on the 23rd of June. Where's that concert on?
That's on in Cornerstone Church. That's opposite the Royal Hotel at 7:30 on Saturday.
Which is on the Main Street in Bray, is it?
That's right.
Yeah. Great stuff. Do you think that will be an emotional night for you as well, Wayne? Because, I mean, Purple House came into your life at that difficult time.
Yeah, I think it will be a very emotional night. But there's going to be a lot of emotion. It's going to be... I think the tickets were almost sold out. And there's elation there as well, you know, that we've done so well for them. And yes, it will be emotional.
But being able to give something back
is
incredible. One of your last questions is one thing that most people wouldn't know about you.
I think I'm an open book, Wendy.
There's got to be something.
I think I'm an open book. And, you know, if people spend a bit of time with me, they'll know everything.
So just ask the questions and you'll give the answers. It's a good way to be, Wayne, because oftentimes we were only chatting earlier on the show about, I was talking about how people don't know their neighbours anymore and we don't kind of talk to people.
Yeah.
And we don't talk enough, really. And it's interesting that you're saying just with Purple House and losing your mum to cancer, that just having someone to talk to can be so powerful.
It's so powerful, Wendy. So powerful.
It's a good message to have, isn't it?
Absolutely.
To be open about it. Well, it's been great to chat to you with some of your Life in Five questions today, Wayne.
Thanks, Wendy.
Can I wrangle you into singing us a bit of a song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what are you going to sing for us this morning?
I might do It Makes Make You Feel My Love. It's an old Bob Dylan song, and it was covered recently by Adele.
Okay, thank you so much for being our Life in Five guest. I've been chatting to Wayne Woodman, who's going to sing us out with Make You Feel My Love. He's just getting himself set up. Are you ready to go? We're all set. Here we go.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When evening shadows and the stars appear and there's no one there to dry your tears, oh, I'd hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met. There's no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. Oh, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. The storms are raging on the rolling sea and on the highway of regret. The winds of change are blowing wild and free. You ain't seen nothing like me yet. I could make you happy, make your dreams come true. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. I'd go to the ends of the earth for you to make you feel my love. To make you feel my love.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.